there are opportunities for the dua can be answered. Like the big nights coming to the last ashara, the Shab-e Qadr, or any of the other odd nights, then the time between Asr and Maghrib on a Friday. And many ulama also say the time between Zawal and the completion of the Jummah Namaz on a Friday. These are all times for the du'as to get answered. Then the latter portion of the night, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ بِالسُّلِسِ اللَّيْلِ الْأَخِيرِ أَلْمِنْ مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَهُ وَأَلْمِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. These are all times. Then sometimes there are situations where the du'as are not answered. So how does it happen that the du'a is not answered? Someone severs family relationship, or he's cursing his families, or his near and dear ones, he has severed relationship, right? Or his rosy is not right, his wealth is not right. One hadith says that لَتَدْعُوَنَّ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ لَتَأْمُرَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوَنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Join the good with the evil. Otherwise, you will ask and your du'as will be rejected. So there are avenues for the du'as to get answered, and there are reasons for the du'a to get rejected. It's for us now to make sure that our ibadat, our du'as, etc. are getting answered. Sometimes a lot of effort is made on ibadat, but then we're not checking to our wealth, we're not checking, cross-checking all the avenues. Are these avenues being ignored, or are these avenues being respected? In the pious or the old, one person is come to see his friend that is ailing, and just as he sat there, man passed away. So he extinguished the lamp and he bought his own lamp, lit it, and continued whatever had to be continued. So he asked him, but what is the reason for this type of formality that you switched off this lamp and you bought another lamp? He said, you see, as long as the man was alive, this was his. But now that he is no more, it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his heirs. Amongst the heirs there may be adults. Amongst the heirs there may be women. Amongst the heirs there may be children. Right. Now, it's possible that some of the adults will consent and some may not consent. And the child's consent is invalid. Even if he says use it, no, he can't use it. It's a child's consent. And in the event we used it, then we have to compensate the child. Now, it becomes such an elaborate process. So the safest thing was to put this thing off and buy my own thing. So I'm not answerable to anybody. My mind is at ease and the du'a is answered, not rejected. So these things that we're not careful about. The dimension of halal, haram, doubtful, not doubtful. So very few people are concerned about this thing. Then we worry why the Ummah's condition is just retrogressing. We're going in some problem, some effort, some receiver is coming up. But now what are the causes? Just to see the calamity, catastrophe, and not to look at the cause, one doctor was telling me, so they had a patient, whether it was in Shifa Hospital or whichever hospital it was. So this patient's sugar wasn't just coming down. All the medication, sugar medication, whatever, but things not just coming down. So now you know how every day or 2 days the nurse will come and clean the whole bed up. So they spring cleaning all these things here. And they find that this chacha was eating one big slab of chocolate and 2 liters of Coke every day. However, smuggling the thing, Allah forgives. So now, how is this going to come right? They put him all the medication, everything, whatever. They're trying to ensure that he's adhering. But he's not concerned. So it's a two-way thing. The musbat and the manfi. And both are respected, both have to be adhered to. Then that ibadat of yours and your du'as are going to get answered. There is the ibadat also going and your du'as are also going. That's why the hadith says, أُحَرِّجُكُمْ مَالَ الدَّعِيفَيْنِ الطِّفْل وَالْمَرْأَة. I warn you about two people's wealth. Two people's wealth I warn you about. One is about a woman and the other is about a child. But the child's consent is no consent. And the woman, she's very easily suppressed because she feels to herself that my brother or my father just passed away and I'm going to ask for my share, then how will it look? You're not concerned about the loss, you're worried about this. So it's going to be embarrassing for her to ask. Now, when it's embarrassing for her to ask, and she's not asking, this person is taking it for granted, no, she's given a consent. See? She hasn't given a consent. Others may say, no, you know, it's a running business. If it's a running business, then how must we give her a share? How must we give her the share? Because now, when we give her the share, the business can't run. So now, this is also selfish thinking, because you are thinking about your benefit in the business. What about her benefit? If you are concerned that your business is going to be affected, isn't it a matter of concern that it's her portion of the business? Right? She needs it also to sustain herself. So what was required for sustaining yourself, you're concerned, was she needed to sustain herself, you're concerned. So how is there going to be barakah in that? See? Either give it to her in the asset itself or the cash. And if you can't do both, then the rental that is coming, right, or the profits that are coming every month, then make an arrangement to give her some portion of the profit before you wind the estate. But you don't want to give her an asset, you don't want to give her a share, not the equivalent, and not even the rental or the percentage of the profit every month. You don't do it. So I ask you, is that right? But she's thinking, I'm going to ask for this, I'm going to break my family. So she's remaining silent. And this person is misconstruing it for consent. But I say, is that right? It's a asbab hai be barkati ka. Mufti Saab Rahmatullah was around here, and it was on a state that Mustafa had to intervene, talk about, mitigate. And one of the party was not just coming in, not just accepting. So Mustafa mentioned something that was very dangerous. He says, now the opportunity that you've got to do dini khidmat, now you'll be deprived. So I remember these words, and I see that that opportunity is gone now. They may be doing something, but not like what they were doing originally. Now that opportunity of doing khidmat of deen, that's going away. مَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُدِلِّينَ عَدُودًا. Surah Kaab, Allah is saying, the person that is going off, then I won't use him to support my deen. The one, مَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُدِلِّينَ عَدُودًا. The one that is going off, I won't use him. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't need us for the khidmat of the deen. Yes, we need Allah Ta'ala to give us this opportunity to be of service to thee. But he doesn't need. So we have to be begging and seeing that we're doing it right. Not to have an attitude of pride, holier than thou, think too much of ourselves. You know, when Allah can just pull you off, I don't need you. You've been doing so much, but I don't need you. Let us sideline you. How easy it is for Allah Ta'ala. So, that's why they say, karte bhi raho, darte bhi raho. Karte raho, darte raho. Do the work and do it with fear, not with a fearless mind. So, the story of the Hawazin, right? Same thing. So, they were locked up in battle. And then all his booties came into the hands of the Muslims. First time there was so much. All the booty came in. Count that, I think it was only the sheep and goats were 30,000. So much. That's apart from the silver, gold, whatever else. And then, apart from all that, and all the captors that came, thousands of captors. In the meanwhile, the Hawazin accepted Islam. When they accepted Islam, they were asking for the release of the captors and the wealth. So Nabi Sam says, see, أَحْسَنُ الْكَلَامِ إِلَيَّ أَصْدَقُهَا. The best word is the most honest word. One of the two. See, these people, they strive, they risk their lives, and the booty has come to them. So to take the whole thing and give it, take it away from them, and return it, is not going to be fair to them. Because they risk their lives, they did everything, and they are the rightful owners. Now to take everything and give it to them, as though we didn't appreciate the effort. So one of the two, take the booty or take the captives. So they deliberated, all right, we'll take the captives. So the wisdom says, see, we are addressing a crowd. So when you're addressing a crowd, you don't know who's giving the consent willingly and who's consenting just because of the force of the crowd. There's so many people here. And I say I'm not happy with this, right? In a crowd of 10,000 people, then would it be easy for me to say that? Everybody is consenting and I'm the person that's objecting. That will be difficult. So you'll go back and we'll have different families and tribes and let your representative speak to you all. If anybody got the slightest objection, then we'll recompense it. See that? Otherwise, in today's terms, they call it extortion, right? Because of the person that came in, or because of the circumstance, the man just gave in his right. So he didn't give in with his free and happy will. Because of the circumstance, people to be around, he gave in his right. See that? Now, then we're wondering, why aren't we seeing barakat in our finances, in our wealth? Why we've got problems in the homes? Now, we're not seeing all these things here. When you see these things, you iron it out, you weed it out. You know? Then you see the barakat coming. Because this becomes is an obstruction for the good coming in. This is becoming an obstruction, becoming an impediment of the way. I mean, not looking at the impediment, why not coming? But did you see now what's the obstruction? So there are the occasions for the acceptance, right? And there are also obstructions of the way. Occasions for the acceptance. And there are also obstructions. So both we need to attend to both, the obstruction and the occasions for acceptance, both have to be seen. Al-Mawad Thamis Sahib Rahmatullahi, his life was proverbial. You know? So his father had about three wives. One wife passed away, then the second one passed away, then third one. And now, his father passed away, and the estate has to be winded. Someone is in Jeddah, someone is here, someone is there. It's such a long process, right? You have to have munasakha, because how it happens, sometimes it is his wife's estate, right? And that wife's estate is not yet winded, right? And sometimes it is the father's estate, right? And the father's estate is not yet winded. So, say for example, the father's estate, right? So these were the heirs, and they passed away. So now, whose right becomes? Their children's right becomes. So it becomes very complicated. So Ma took all the pain to identify the last one. Someone is in Bengal, someone is in Hyderabad, someone is where, all scattered. Identified each one, and sometimes to get that 1 rupee across, you have to pay about 500 rupees. So it's easy for me to pay the 500 and send the 1 rupee across, then keeping this one rupee with me. So you see this barakat and how the barakat comes in. We understand halal, haram, and we become more careful about this. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, in the old days it was such that after your formal studies, then you spend 1-2 years to correct yourself, rectify yourself. So, what is a general clean-up, right? General. So 1 year Jamaat, doing a general clean-up. And one is now a specific clean-up. So, a general clean-up is also required. And a specialized cleanup is also important. Right? Obviously now the individual specialized one becomes even more important, because here it's just a general. Right? You call your namaz right, zakat right, or all the six right, not right. So that's a general. On a specific, specialized, so that when it's specialized, then you need to go for a specialized treatment. Right? Because it's a specialized thing. And you're going for 1 year, right? So they'll relate these things to you. So you get an understanding. Your conscience will grow. So what happens is that 1 year, at least you get some realization and conscience. But they didn't identify your individual problems. Because they're not cut out for that. They're cut out to give you a general cleanup. So they did what they are supposed to be doing, get a general cleanup. But now you need a specialized treatment. So now for the specialized treatment, you need to go to a specialist, obviously. I don't get the place. How are you going to get that? If you don't go for a specialized treatment, how are you going to get it? See, the motor car got a small dent, go to someone's backyard, and they kind of beat the thing and sort you off, right? But now, the engine is gone off. And the engine is computerized. Can you fix it up there? Now you need to go for specialized treatment, obviously. To see what was the problem and how do I sort it out. Otherwise, you send in the backyard, that thing may just backfire. You know, my cousin's in IGU center. So, one person bought a new car and they took it to Bachapir for Barkat water. So, whoever gave the Barkat water, he put into the carburetor or something, whatever. And the whole engine burst. Finished that, came to IGU cell. So, came here and he related the whole story. He said, lucky you did drink it. You would have burst. See, your deen, when we move from the cause, you know, all these things happen. Trying to fix up here, going on superstition, suspicion, jadu. But now, the root of the cause, you don't look at the root, what's the root? Something, some adulteration is coming, some contamination is coming. And that adulteration and that contamination is blocking the whole process. And now we don't want to examine it, we don't want to check the thing, and we don't want to remove the thing. So the idea is not to remove the thing. In around 1980, some of the India big madrasas problems, right? Some of it I saw, and some I heard, right? So, as Mustafa Rahman commented, madrasa ko petrol ka paisa lag gaya. To isne ye khidmat ko jala diya. So now, a lot of petrol dollars coming, right? Petrol dollars are coming, and that thing exploded the whole thing. Caught fire. So. Because what I understood, that Arab money came in, right? And that Arab money, a lot of it, is the petrol dollars, and working on interest. See? So that type of money came into the madrasa, contributions, madrasa chandas. So will good come out, or will end up in an explosion? That is why our elders say, bhai, ye kam pise se hamara kaam chalega. Hamara kaam chalega. Kaam ke liye to piso ki zarurat hai, lekin kam hi mein hamara kaam chalega. Don't think about a big financial account. Think of how halal it is. of purity. And you see the gems coming out when it's pure and halal. Because when it's pure and halal, then the motivation and the spirit will be right. The motivation will be right and the spirit will be right. Why? The right thing went into the system. So when the right thing went into the system, what will come out will be right. Kaiti of Sabrahmatari is speaking about, I think you remember Abdul Rahman Khan. He was the leader of Afghanistan. So he had sent the prince, Abdul Rahman, sent the prince on an expedition. And the news of the victory hadn't come. There was a little bit of a delay. He's worried now, you know, what type of news is coming in. But in the meanwhile, he's seeing that the queen is totally at ease, she's relaxed. So he's sort of disappointed at her, that I'm in such a sort of ghabra, negative news is coming, and you're so relaxed. So she didn't say anything, she brushed it off. In the meanwhile, in the next few days, the news came that no, the prince is just celebrating the victory, every town, and they're celebrating the victory, that's causing the delay. So now he approached the wife, said, I want to know, you know, I was in such a state of ghabrat, but you are so relaxed. So, what was your secret? You know, there's a secret I can't divulge. So he says, but you know, between the wife and the husband, there can't be a secret. You must leak it out to me. So she says, you see, from the day this prince was born, right, I made sure that he doesn't take anything from the public treasury. Nothing, not 1 cent. I should be doing some handcrafts on the side, sell that, and feed my child with that. Nothing from the public treasury. Not 1 cent. Absolute pure, clean, pure. So Allah gave me that type of confidence and relaxation that inshallah your son, wherever he'll go, he'll be successful. So that is not from, that's divine, from Allah. Okay. So he gave me the assurance, that reassurance, that don't worry, wherever this child will go, he will really come back and return with success. Okay. So you see this halal and haram. Okay. The type of emphasis, type of precaution, type of concern that we're supposed to be having for this. Our Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah, a man very, very composed. You won't see him becoming fiery and very composed, very, very composed. Calm, composed, but one day you saw him, he lost a little bit. Because as a wealthy person, he used to give good contributions to the madrasa. And he said, see what I'll do, I'll give you 20 million, you know, as a kickstart, and you'll invest in the bank, and every month, you know, the coins are so good, that every month you get at least about 500,000. It'll be at least 2/3 of your expenses will be sorted out. Qari Sahib got very, very disappointed. I never expected from you. I don't need your money. But the madrasa revolves around contributions. But just to make this type of a proposition, you know, became so upset. So, yes, we say we need the funds to run, right? Can't do without that. But then check up also what type of funds are coming. Is it right, not right, halal, not halal? And is it just giving just because of circumstance or what? And these people have got strange ways to pull out money, what? Strange. So one, I'll give you a bayan now, you know. So you got a mastura program, but the idea is to get money. So now you have to hype, you know, to hype the person to pull out the money. You know, you get in this phase and you get a, what they call him? They have that emotional speakers. His fears, they have it. Another piece of it. He's like marketing a product, but they got him to speak. So he's trained through this. I just forgot the name. They call it an emotional speaker, whatever. Huh? Yeah, motivational speaker. So they train to. So now he's a motivational speaker and he's addressing a woman's jamaat. Now the way he's coming across, like, you know, the woman, they're really, really deprived. Dunya mein kaise kaise acche bade mauke hote hain, bichare اپنے چار دیوار میں بیٹھے رہتے ہیں, پتہ ہی نہیں ہوتا کہ دنیا میں کسے کسے خزان لوٹے جا رہے ہیں. What treasures are going out, you know, this poor moment, they don't know what's going on. You know, you can't blame them for being parda. So how should they know what are the treasures that are going out? Anything comes, men take it. So he brought them, you know, at a level where you could see now they're crying now, you know. So he caught them on the level that he wanted. Achha, abhi ek baat yaad aayi. Oh yeah, it just struck me now, yeah. You know? It struck me now that one thing is left in the masjid, you know. You got the whole structure, everything got cemented, plastered, painted. One thing has left out, you know. The thing that is left out now is the main thing, and that is the musalla. In Urdu they call it jaya namaz. What? Jaya namaz. Now, this is motivating. It's hyping them. He says, kaisa behtareen manzar hoga. What a sight it will be, you know. The farishtas will go to Allah Ta'ala and say, اے خدا, یہ تمہارے بندیوں کا جاہے نماز اور بندوں کا نماز ہے. بندوں کی نماز ہے اور بندیوں کے جاہے نماز. اے, beggars coming out, rigs are coming out. Pretty serious. But these are not strictures. They learn how to motivate the crowd to pull out money. It's going to be any barakah in that money. So do it simple and put up a simple structure, and in the simple structure there will be work done proportionate to how halal and how good it is. Then proportionately will be the product. Dharam Dioban, we started off simple structures, very, very simple structures. Almar Thani Sahib says he saw a dream as though simple, you know, like how you got this informal, that type of structure it was. But that's part of Jannat. So the dream was quite obvious, right? So the madras is simple, but this is now the key to Jannat, right? And that simplicity Allah accepted. So they had already planned that this is going to be the plan of the madrasa. By the someone saw a dream that the Nabi Sallam is telling them, plan it like this. But they call it the Nodra. No means no, nine, Dara means doors. So the morning they saw, it was marked out, as the wisdom said. It was marked out. See, there's a sincerity and a halal in what he does. Sincerity and halal in what he does. There was a nodra and they got that well there, you know. Can't get there, let's go. Huh? Mosri, yeah. Mosri is a tree. But that Mosri tree is near the well, they call it a Mosri. So near the, at the well, there was a student, no, there's a person that came before the principal and he flung the food, you know. You get a quota, right? Then every student, he gets a quota. He gets so much of curry and roti, right? So he threw the food and said, this maya juzu bi salat is so thin, this gravy, you can make wuzu with this thing. So the principal looked at him and he said, this person is not a student. He's not a student. I said, he's got a coupon to produce to get the food. You know, you have to have a coupon. Right? You got a coupon, you present it, they give you the food. See, you know, this person is not a student. Anyway, they did the investigations. They found that he wasn't a student. He was a man from the town. And he pretended, and you know, he got a coupon for. And so they asked the principal, you know, you're speaking with such confidence that he's not a student. Whereas the queue got thousands of students, you know. There's thousands of students there. And how you identify that this person is not a student? So now I saw, in my dream I saw some times ago, that the Nabi Sallam was giving out milk from the same well. And each person was taking according to his container. What a big container you're taking, you've got a small container you're taking accordingly. But I didn't see this person. Well, the khaki bath, but it's registered so well. So all these things with the barakat of halal. Even the you know, you've got the hatim in the Kaaba Sharif. So the hatim is split, is separate from the Kaaba Sharif. It was supposed to be part of the Kaaba Sharif. But why was it separated? See, they were non-Muslim pagans, but they say, we're building up the house of Allah Ta'ala, we don't want anything but halal here. So they ran short of funds, of halal funds. We have other funds, whatever, but not 100% halal. So they also were so careful about halal. Yeah. Allah will give us that tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله لغناكم ما فرما يا الله مري خطايا سندر غزر فرما يا الله مري سيئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما يا الله ہمارے جمع ہونے کو قبول فرما يا الله ہمارا مقصود صرف تیری رضا ہے يا الله ہماری شیخ کی عمر میں برکت عطا فرما تاکہ ہم تیر تک اللہ ان سے ان کے فیض سے فائدہ اٹھا سکے یا اللہ لوگ مختلف جگہ سے آئے ہوئے ہیں، یا اللہ صرف ایک نیت ہے، یا اللہ کہ تو راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ یہ مبارک رات ہے رمضان مبارک کی، یا اللہ مبارک راتیں ہیں، اور یا اللہ صبح شام یا اللہ قرآن پاک کی تلاوت ہو رہی ہے، یا اللہ روزہ رکھ رہے ہیں، یا اللہ سب، یا اللہ مقصود بس تیری رضا ہے، یا اللہ تو ہمارے آنے کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ان مجالس کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ پوری دنیا میں جہاں پر مسلمان پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، یا اللہ ہم سب کو یا اللہ کامل اور پوری طریقے سے یا اللہ توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، یا اللہ بقیہ زندگی تیری مرضیات کے مطابق گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اور تیری نامرضیات سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما، اور یا اللہ جو قرض دار ہیں ان کے قرضوں کی ادائیگی شکل غیب سے پیدا فرما، یا اللہ جب دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آئے ایسی حالت میں موت عطا فرمانا کہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو، زبان پر کلمہ شہادت ہو، اور موت کے بعد جتنے مراحل آئیں گے یا اللہ عافیت سے پار لگا دینا، تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے مبارک ہاتھوں سے ہم کو حوض کوثر کا پانی نصیب کرنا، اور جنت الفردوس میں بغیر حساب کتاب تو داخل فرمانا. اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.